Yeah, I think April 19th is a date coming from FIFA, and I think that's hugely optimistic the way things are going. I think, you know, all of the reports are it's going to get worse before it's going to get better. So obviously football is obviously way down the list of priorities at the moment. So look, I think June is probably an optimistic one. I think there's a natural break in the season, in the fixtures that come out. There's a natural break. Now, it was originally planned for leaving starts and things like that. So there is a break. So I think what they're looking at is starting, you know, after the league would have resumed after the mid-season break. I think that's what they're looking at doing. The other thing that they're conscious of is, you know, we've most of all the clubs, everybody has stopped training. Nobody's doing group training. So we're all doing, you know, individual plans. But, you know, there has to be a level of pre-season as well. You can't just, you know, come back and start throwing out fixtures straight off, you know what I mean? So you have to allow clubs a time for pre-season. So Alan Byrne from the FEI he's told everybody not to be training as a group, to be doing individual training, and then he'll guide us on how to run pre-season training if and when the season does restart, you know what I mean? So the FEI will give guidance on when we can go back as a group and start doing pre-season training. That's for the men and the women.
Realistically, Dave, yeah. from your point of view, how long would you need to have the girls in pre-season before going into the season? Like, how many weeks in advance will they need to be back together collectively to ensure that they can appropriately start the season? And I know you have the extra week because you're out the second week as well.
Yeah, well, look, the other thing is the fixtures will all change now. So there's no guarantee that the fixtures will stay the same. So the fixtures basically that we've received, we've been told that them fixtures are now null and void. So it's not a case where we'll have a blank week the first week. The fixtures have to be redone because certain teams have grounds at certain times of the year. And it'll also have to intertwine with the men's fixtures, like Galway are ground sharing. Athlone are ground sharing with our men's teams. Shelburne are ground sharing. So the fixtures basically are defunct now. So, but realistically, ideally you'd want at least 4 weeks. Definitely want at least 3 weeks, just from the health and safety point of view with the girls, to make sure they're fit. And otherwise, you'll just start having niggly injuries from the very start of the season, you know what I mean? So definitely you'd want at least 3 weeks, if not 4 weeks, if you could get it. So we'd want to be back, you know, last week in May, you know, middle of May, if we could, or last week in May at the very, very latest, to be kicking off with the 28th of June.
I'd say we couldn't say anything against you for feeling sorry for yourself or for anyone within the Treaty United setup feeling sorry for themselves. I mean, so much work went into and so much uncertainty around getting this over the line. Under what banner is it going to be? Everything then came together. We were going to commence with obviously, you had already commenced with pre-season training and the likes, and then this happens. Obviously, health and safety of the public is paramount, but it has to be frustrating.
Yeah, it's frustrating. Look, I mean, I don't want to start talking on violins now, because, you know, there's bigger issues around, you know what I mean? But, you know, from a footballing point of view, yes, it's hugely frustrating. Like, there's a lot of money gone into pre-season. Like, we've, you know, UL has cost us X amount of money per week. You know, we've been in there for 8-9 weeks, so that bill has to be paid, and we've no benefit for it because we've no matches. All of the strength and conditioning and all that kind of stuff. So we have, you know, spent a bit of money, you know, which we won't see any advantage for. The big thing for me now, and the big worry for me, and the worry for every League of Ireland club is sponsorship. I don't see, you know, we would have been hugely confident at the start of the year for finances, to being able to tap into Limerick businesses, being able to tap into local businesses and try to get money from them, small bits of money here and there for sponsorship. I don't know how companies are going to be. I don't know if companies are even going to be there that sponsored us last year, if they're going to be still going. So I think that it's going to be a huge thing, finance and how to finance the big. Very little money coming from UEFA and the FEI for this league, so it's all down to sponsorship and financing. And I don't know if companies are going to have the money or are going to be in a position to sponsor League of Ireland.
So that's in a way,
massive issue for us.
Yeah, so in a way, Dave, essentially we're looking at the date, the end of June for kicking off the season, all going well, but not alone is there uncertainty around that date, but there's uncertainty around, we'll say, will the finances be in place to be able to even kick on?
Usually so. Like, we had a conference call today with all the clubs, the FEI, in fairness, are keeping us in the loop, and we had a conference call today, and that was a massive issue. Every club across the country, every club in the league, that was the thing. Like, that they're all feeling the pinch of sponsors. They would have had a lot of sponsors lined up. We ourselves had a sponsor lined up at the start of the year. Now they're still committed to helping us, but not to the same extent that they could, because our business is absolutely ripped apart, you know what I mean? We've had a number of sponsors like that. We have a number of small sponsors who have actually closed their doors, who don't know if they're going to reopen. So, you know, I think it's the same for every club in the country. Like, you know, massively so. I think everybody's feeling the pinch now at the moment. Everybody's tightening the purse string. So it's not a case where you can go to businesses and ask them to buy your jerseys and ask them to sponsor buses, because, you know, everybody's on the breadline at the moment.
Yeah, well, obviously we talked about previously how important it is to have a senior soccer team in the city, not alone for the city, but for the region. And we do have that in Treaty United. So we'd hope that something can be done, that there's some sort of financial help and that you can go on with the season.
Hopefully we don't get it as bad as Italy and as bad as Spain, and hopefully we can come through it. And, you know, in fairness to the government, they're putting, you know, huge measures in place to try and keep people in employment and try and keep people money in people's pockets, you know what I mean? So hopefully that money will be there once we come out of this, and hopefully it's not a massive recession when we come out of it. But, you know, as I said, from a football point of view, everybody's a little bit nervous at the moment. That's it. You know, the future is totally uncertain. Whereas, you know, I was talking to you in January, and we would have been very, very, you know, confident of money that we had, the money we had secured, and money we had coming in. Just from speaking to the sponsors and speaking to people, it's just not there. Nobody's, you know, wanting to commit to put their hand in the pocket at the moment, because you just don't know whether they're going to have it in 2, 3, 4, 5 months' time. You know what I mean? So I think it's just we just have to play it by ear and really hope for the best.